Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with my wonderful co-host, Michelle King Robes, News on Travel. Raise your hand if you think you're a binge eater. Yeah, it's almost un-American not to be. So if you're a woman and we're talking about binge eating, we have some interesting new science to help you understand what's really going on here. We're joined by Dr. Kelly Klump, who is an MSU Foundation Professor in the Development of Psychology at Michigan State University. And Dr. Klump has conducted lots of studies, really interested in looking at binge eating, especially genetics as it applies to binge eating. Now, they say that 2% of all adults in the United States, and as many as really 4 million Americans, have binge eating disorder, and that's the real disorder itself. About 10 to 15% of people who are mildly obese and who try to lose weight on their own or through commercial weight loss programs have binge eating disorder. They also say that women comprise 60% of the people struggling with this actual disorder, and 40%, of course, are male. Now, this is binge eating disorder versus just, you know, overeating here and there and maybe having episodic binges. So we got to tease all this apart, try to understand this. So, Dr. Klump, what is binge eating and binge eating disorder?
So binge eating is a very particular behavior that is defined as the consumption of a large amount of food, which is typically defined as greater than 1,000 calories, that is coupled with a loss of control over the eating. So you have to not only eat a lot of food, but you have to feel like you can't stop. The doorbell rang, you can't stop to answer it. If the phone rang, you can't stop to answer it. It's these two key features that define a binge eating episode. Binge eating disorder is defined as individuals who do these binge episodes regularly and who also experience extreme distress over their binge eating. So essentially, people with binge eating disorder are those who regularly engage in these types of behaviors.
All right, so binge eating disorder actually is a diagnostic code in psychology, and what I see now is it's just joined the DSM book, and we have a code for it and all the rest of it, which means insurance does reimburse for treatment for this, and it has very fairly constrained criteria. However, I bet a lot of women are out there saying, well, okay, maybe I don't do 1,000 calories at one time. Maybe I do 500 extra, maybe 750 extra, and it happens episodically, and I don't exactly meet criteria. What are these people? Are they also binge eating?
You know, we have new research to suggest that, yes, they might be. What we're finding for binge eating is not necessarily the actual caloric amount that you consume. It's this loss of control piece. So we have something that's called subjective binge eating episodes. And subjective binge eating episodes are episodes where it kind of doesn't matter how much you consume or the caloric amount of the food that you've consumed. What matters is whether you feel like you can't control the intake. It's a hand over fist kind of eating. And so regardless of what you're eating, you just can't stop yourself.
All right, so let's get even more complex, all right, as mm-hmm. all the women out there in Her Radio land are saying, what am I? All right, what then is emotional eating?
Emotional eating, and it's great that you're going over all these different forms of eating because they all are important to think about. So emotional eating is where, again, regardless of how much somebody is eating, they are eating in response to typically negative emotions. So they get angry and they eat. They get sad and they eat. And it's kind of thought of as a way to control negative emotions, but it's a really indirect way to control negative emotions. So instead of dealing or processing these negative emotions, the woman or man is kind of feeding themselves away from the emotions and trying to cope with the negative feelings through increased food intake.
So how does it differ from binge eating then? If a woman's sitting there saying, well, when I'm emotional and you know, I just feel down, lonely, I don't know, whatever the emotion is, I'm binging. So
right.
How do you do that?
Well, what's interesting, and you're kind of hinting at that, they're very highly correlated. So women who binge eat most commonly binge eat in response to negative emotions. So you typically see the two co-occurring together. But the reason they define it separately is that you do have women where, you know, again, the actual caloric amount is not super high to put them into a binge eating episode definition. And they might not be experiencing that key loss of control over their eating. What they're doing is eating as a coping mechanism. And at least with regard to the studies that have been done so far, it is important to know about those women or men who are engaging in emotional eating, even if it's not a large amount of food, even if there's not a loss of control over their eating, because that emotional eating can be detrimental to both their physical and their emotional health.
You know, I think that there's just a huge crossover across the board with all of this. Mm-hmm. I think that when you have actual binge eating disorder, it's the extreme form of this. I think that when you have the subjective binging, you know, you have a lesser form. It's sort of binge eating light, but it's still binging subjectively in that person's mind. And then when you have emotional eating, that sort of is an undercurrent all across the board, because you can't, you know, you're a psychologist, you can't extricate emotions from what's happening with all of these disordered eating patterns, right?
Yeah, I agree to a large extent, is that you can think of them on a severity continuum, but there is research to suggest that women that have, particularly women, that have one form of this disordered eating versus another, they do vary on some characteristics, and some of them are biological characteristics. So women who engage in these kind of full-blown binge eating episodes versus just subjective binge eating episodes, they've shown to have altered neuropeptide responses, gut hormone responses, compared to the women who do full-blown binge eating episodes. So I think the jury's still out in terms of how all of these relate to each other. They certainly are related, but the extent to which there might be different psychological and biological contributions to each is still being determined.
And tell me about genetics, because you study that a lot. Just briefly, just give us a quick one on genetics. What's the bottom line? Is there a genetic link here? If my mom had it, could I get it? Am I at higher risk? What's going on?
Absolutely, yes. The bottom line is there's a genetic component. So eating disorders, including binge eating disorder, tends to show heritabilities that are very similar to schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. They're in the 50 to 80% heritable range. And the behaviors of binge eating outside of full-blown binge eating disorder are heritable as well, at about 50% heritability. And same with emotional eating and subjective binge episodes. So what these data really suggest is that genetic factors do increase the chances that somebody might engage in binge eating. Now, of course, it's not a one-to-one correspondence. You can have genetic risk and not express the behavior. But if you have genetic risk and then you encounter environmental risk factors, psychological risk factors, you are more likely to develop these behaviors
Excellent.
Than somebody without
Excellent.
That genetic risk.
This has been so informative. I know women out there in her radio land are just sitting back saying, holy moly, you know, there are a lot of layers to this. But thanks so much for helping us understand binge eating disorder, which is the more extreme form, and subjective binging, you know, you're overeating, definitely. And then looking at the another layer, which is emotional eating. And then finally, that there's a strong genetic component. Thank you, Dr. Kelly Klump from Michigan State University. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and listen to her radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.